Hello, good evening. Is Leocadia...
No, I'm sorry. She's not. May I help you? I'm her daughter.
Yes, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
I don't know how well I could. Do you want me to answer for her or for myself?
For yourself.
Okay.
No, we can do anybody in the line, so.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely?
Oh, I will be voting, definitely.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
I'm 71, dear.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
I'm white, honey.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through it really quick, and then we can match it to your top two. First is improving K-12 at public education school, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedom, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable?
Well, I'm definitely concerned with inflation, the severity of the amount of crime that's happening,
mm-hmm.
Immigration that's running rampant, and our borders mm-hmm. are insecure. Also, just overall, the economy is heading in a very, very mm-hmm. bad direction.
Thank you very much for your opinion. But from the list, we can only pick two. The ones you picked were inflation and the economy, crime and violence, and immigration and border security. Which one would you like to remove to leave your top two, your most mm-hmm. important issues that you would like for next year's congressional elections?
I would have to say immigration and border security and crime.
Okay, thank you. Now, in generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say it's getting worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I would say for me personally, not at all, but I see a lot of it around me.
Okay, thank you very much. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I would say not often.
Thank you. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I would say the same rights.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
No opinion.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
What did you say? This, I would have to say very low. What did you say? What's the scale again?
0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards.
0 or 1.
0 or 1? Which one do I?
0.
Thank you. Team Scott?
Say the name again.
Team Scott?
I would say 50%.
Donald Trump?
100%.
Black Lives Matter?
-1. I'd have to say below 0.
We can only go from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay, thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
No opinion. I would have to say neutral. No, you know.
Okay, that's fine. The Republican Party.
100.
Cornel West.
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, an independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I don't know. You have to define what you mean by white nationalist.
Mm-hmm. But right now, according to your opinion, are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I really can't give an opinion until you define what that encompasses white nationalist.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience of and profit of big tech.
I agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Say again, repeat that, please.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I would say yes.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I would say strongly agree.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
I really can't answer that because I don't know enough about what minorities contribute.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. And the next one is, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
I strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I have no opinion. I have no opinion on that.
Okay, thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
They have to do more to protect the civil and human rights of everybody.
So you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I have no opinion on that. It's a wrongly worded question. I have no opinion.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Read the question again.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I have no opinion on that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder, of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was statement A. Now, statement B is the following. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
Sounds like B.
Okay, and is that a much more B or somewhat more B?
Somewhat more B.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Mm-hmm. The first one is secure borders.
10.
A strong military.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Thank you very much. Now we're around the corner to finishing the survey, but we still have a few more questions to go. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using, once again, a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and 0 means you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Okay.
The next one is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change, but so let me ask you once again to please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use, once again, any number between 0 and 10.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready too. Yeah. I'm just asking you to please rate once again the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah,
10.
Thank you.
Highly motivated.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of questions.
Yes, I know. Especially in the long ones, right? So mm-hmm. I understand. And now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My fourth year in college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Every week.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I do not.
All right. And that was this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation.
And you're saying that this is confidential or?
This is confidential, yes.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No. No, I'm thank you. Thank you. Thank you for caring enough. I hope you reach a lot of people. I don't know how successful your survey has been, but I hope you reach a lot of people, and I hope that they're honest with you.
Oh, thank you very much for that. We hope that as well.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. You as well, dear. Bye-bye
thank
now.
Thank you. Goodbye.